Everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, where every single week I will be delivering to you free advice on building your network marketing business, building on social media, and just leveling up in life in general. If you haven't done it yet, please screenshot this episode, pop it on your Instagram story, and I will repost you. Enjoy the episode, guys. Hello everybody, I am back with another episode. It is literally like midnight and I know this is going to be a fire episode because I cannot sleep. I've had so many ideas rushing around my head, so I was like, I need to record an episode of my podcast and give you guys all of this advice from my experience for the last like 4 years nearly in network marketing, and I'm going to talk all about my business success hacks. So what I recommend, what's going to help you build your business, and also what's gonna not help you build your business as much. Okay, so let's get right into it. So the first one is let's talk firstly about social media. Obviously, most of us, especially anyone who's kind of entered the network marketing space in the last like couple of years, most of us will use social media in our business in some way, shape, or form, whether that's Facebook, whether that's YouTube, whether that's TikTok, Instagram, even kind of email can count as a form of social media. Many of us maybe don't rely on it as much, but we use it to connect with people. Then other people, I'm actually a good example of this. For the last kind of 2 years, I have just really relied on Instagram and TikTok solely to build my business, make connections, grow my network. But what I'm actually doing now, especially in the last couple of months, is really getting out there again and actually speaking to people in person and actually building my business in more of a kind of old, not old school, but yeah, what I used to do in kind of a more traditional way of network marketing, because I know that that's what works. Social media is great, but nothing beats in person, building that connection, sharing, you know, our business opportunity and network marketing, and of course our products as well. So on the kind of tone of social marketing and social media, let's talk a little bit about kind of business strategy and how you are posting. So a big mistake that I see in the network marketing industry, and I've seen this with coaching hundreds of people in my team, is this kind of method of, and I see this mostly with kind of newer people who don't really understand how network marketing is a business, but the kind of post and pray method, where a lot of us might, you know, we post a boomerang of our product, or we post a little story, or a really nice pretty reel on Instagram, or a nice pretty TikTok, and we post it, and then we sit back and we pray that magically that's going to create millions of dollars in our business, and we're going to have 10 people in our DMs being like, sister, I need to sign up to your business. This sounds amazing. Sign me up. People throwing money at us. And this is, I see a lot of people who enter network marketing, they envision this, that it's going to be really easy. They maybe just post a couple of Instagram or a couple of boomerangs, or they, you know, post it here or there on their Facebook, and, you know, they're going to build like an empire in this multi-million dollar organization from just doing that. And we know, if you've been in network marketing for long enough, I'd say for over like 2 weeks actually, you will know that that's not how this works. This is not a business that is easy. It's not an industry that's easy. You have to put the work in. You have to get out there, speaking to people, getting the rejection, and just posting like an influencer and just popping up some stuff on your stories. Unless you have like 5 million followers on Instagram, then the likelihood of a lot of people purchasing by you, you know, just posting something on a boomerang, it's just not very likely. Even me, like I've got 35,000 followers. I've got 152,000 followers on TikTok. And I, you know, I post about my products. I post about, I do a program, and I never, ever, ever, ever get anyone from all those 152,000 people on TikTok, especially, going into my bio and just like buying products from me. No, it doesn't work like that. So the post and pray method, if you've been doing that recently, I guarantee it's probably not working. You're not really generating many sales from just posting and not really speaking to anyone and just waiting for sales to come to you or waiting for people to come to your doorstep and beg you to join your team. That is not how network marketing works, okay? You have to do the work. Network marketing, okay? So put in the work. So stop using the post and pray method as a business building method. If you want to build a serious organization, a serious business that turns over a lot of money every single month, every year, every quarter, whatever, however you measure your business, then you need to get out there and do the work, okay? So with this, let's talk quickly about Reels, because I'm actually talking about this on stage at our conference for my company next month. And Reels is something that I absolutely love using on Instagram. It's something that's really helped me build my business. But it has only helped me because I've been using them the right way. So I have a strategy. I'm tactical with what I post. And I see one of the biggest mistakes as well I see in network marketing, especially in the last 6 months, is a lot of people are focusing so much on posting like this really beautiful aesthetic, like that girl aesthetic type of content on Reels. But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't provide a solution. You're not actually talking about anyone's problems and how it can help them. You're just posting like maybe beautiful little videos of like your matcha latte and maybe like a little 0.5 second snapshot of one of your products and then like you hanging out with people on your team. People don't know what that means. That is not what is going to build your business, okay? So it's all about actually making your Reels offer a solution and actually, you know, make them make sense. So if you're using Instagram Reels, or even this applies on TikTok as well, and you want to be targeting your content, your Reels, and actually your content in general to new people, people that haven't actually ever, you know, maybe seen your profile before. Maybe they followed you that day because they've seen another Reel. Maybe they've come from TikTok, maybe vice versa. So make it make sense for someone who has no idea about your business or no idea about any of the products that you sell or you use. Make it easy to understand and make sure it actually is a reel that targets someone's problem and then how you offer them a solution, whether it's with your product, whether you have a weight loss product in your company, whether you provide amazing skincare that transforms people's skin and acne, whether you have, you know, whatever it is, you know, a water company, whatever you're doing. So talk about people's problems, make it short, sweet, concise, make it make sense, and have something called a call to action. So a CTA. And basically a call to action is like, drop a heart emoji in the comments if this is a problem that you struggle with, or if you relate. Like you could do like a reel about, I used to have no confidence because my skin was so bad, or I was so bloated, or I was, you know, whatever it was, whatever problem you you know, dealt with or other people will relate to. And you could say, if you relate to this, you know, send me a message with an emoji, or, you know, pop onto my stories, reply to one of my stories, or save this video, whatever it is. So I always have a call to action to get that engagement up and also help you then directly connect with those people who are engaging with your comments that you can therefore help, okay, with your business or with your products. So the next kind of tip and success hack is to stop waiting for the right time. And you can apply this to social media and building your business. You can apply this in general to building your business, but just overall, stop waiting for the right time. Stop waiting until you're confident enough, until you are experienced enough, till you feel worthy enough. You know, the people who are doing the best in network marketing and in business in general are the people that are just getting out on the field, playing the game, get full on their face, getting back up, you know, getting on their hands and knees, playing dirty, getting out there and actually doing it. Like it's like learning how to drive a car. You don't learn how to drive a car by sitting in your kitchen reading a book. You learn how to drive a car by doing lessons and actually driving a car and making the mistakes and, like, you know, going through red lights and crashing into the side of the curb, scratching your alloys, whatever. I'm definitely a pro in that, by the way. But just just, you know, stop waiting for the right time. Stop waiting until you feel ready. You're going to learn how to build a business in network marketing by going out there, speaking to people, posting on social media consistently, showing up every day, getting the rejection again and again and again and again and again. And you want to eat no for breakfast. That's what you want to strive for in your business. You want to wake up, you want to get at least like 3 no's, whether it's to your products or to your business opportunity every single day. That's how you know you're doing the work, okay? And guys, if you're new to network marketing and you're scared of rejection, the only way to overcome that fear of rejection is just by getting through it and getting loads of rejection and realizing that actually, if someone says no to your business or no to your products, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Like, no one dies. You don't have to pay anyone any money. You don't owe anyone anything. They just said no. And I always say to my team that I truly believe that no just means I don't know enough, especially with the business opportunity, because a lot of people will say no. And I find actually that most people, and I was one of these people, will say no, especially to the business opportunity with network marketing and building a business in this industry, just because they have these misconceptions. They think they know how it works, or maybe they don't understand how it works, or yeah, they just don't have enough information, or maybe they've heard wrong information or misconceptions about the industry or whatever it is. And truly, like, when people actually sit down and they properly get educated, people are just so much more open to this business. But sadly, there are a lot of people out there that you'll probably come across that are just not open to being educated, and just love them, you know, follow up with them. But, you know, just, I don't even know how we got onto this stop waiting for the right time. But yes, just, you know, following up with people and just getting out there and just getting out on the field, getting the rejection every day, and just, you know, realizing that there's never going to be a right time. Waiting until maybe your kids go back to school or your life is less busy. Oh my gosh, I hear this one all the time. Oh my gosh, my life is so busy right now. I just don't have the time to build a network marketing business, or I don't have the time to be committed, or, you know, when the kids go back to school, or when it's not Christmas anymore, or when I'm back from holidays. Guys, your life is always going to be busy. Trust me, there's always going to be something happening, whether you can, you know, predict it or not. And the great thing about network marketing is it's designed for busy people. This is a great industry, a great business model that is designed for people who already work full time, who have kids, whatever. And I truly believe that we'll prioritize and we'll work a business in network marketing, no matter how busy we are, if it matters enough to us and we have the strong enough vision. And if you don't have that vision yet, if you don't have that strong enough reason why you're doing your business in network marketing, then it's time for you to sit down with a pen and paper and actually really dig deep and get to the root of why you are doing this, okay? And I always say your why needs to make you cry, okay? So have a meaningful, deep reason why you're doing this business, whether it's your kids, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your parents. You know, it might not even be a person. It might be a charity you want to raise money for. Maybe it's for yourself. You want to travel full time. You want to buy your first house, your second house, your 50th house, or whatever it is you want to do. But why is that important to you? Paint that vision for yourself. Pop photographs of your dream life and the people maybe you're doing this business for on your vision board. Have it in front of you. Have it in your office. Have it on your fridge. How does your phone screensaver? Oh my gosh. Like, I have never had like one of those generic phone screensavers of like a photo of my dog or like just like me and my boyfriend. I will always have like a mini vision board with affirmations on top of it as my screensaver on my phone. So that's a life hack. Whenever I see people on my team with their phone and their wallpaper and it's like their dog or something, I'm like, that's really nice. But if you're serious about building this business, a success hack is pop, you know, you can have your dog on there, but pop some affirmations over it. Like, I'm super successful in my network marketing business. I'm making X amount of money every month. I am a multimillionaire, whatever it is you want to achieve. And then you can, you know, you can have photographs of maybe the car you're trying to earn with your company. If your company offers like a car bonus, or the amount of money you want to have have coming into your bank account every month with your network marketing business, or the house you want to live in, or the lifestyle you want to lead. So just make sure that your vision is surrounding yourself, because I see this when people don't have that vision, they don't have that drive, they don't have that resilience, they don't have that discipline. But so much of the time when I sit down with people on my team and we actually get deep and we talk about what is, you know, meaningful for them and why they, you know, why they're doing their business, and we dig deep through those layers, something happens in their brain. And I see so many people start showing up with more urgency in their business because they just have clarity on why they're doing this. Okay. And a confused mind doesn't make decisions. A confused mind doesn't get into activity. So if you're confused about, I don't really know why I'm doing this business, I kind of just want to do it because I like the products, or I'm not really sure what my why is right now, then get clear on what that is and do that digging and actually sit with yourself, do some meditation if you need to, and just, you know, get clear on that, okay? So just stop waiting for the right time to work your business. The time is now. There's no better time than now to get committed, get disciplined, and start showing up properly, okay? Next one is getting out and, you know, getting out into your network and building a bigger network. I think in the last couple of years, we all got so comfortable with staying at home and staying, you know, in our comfortable little home spaces and, you know, via Instagram, building our businesses and social media, and all, it was all very cozy. But actually getting out there, and this is something I've been doing recently, and oh my gosh, I just freaking, it just makes me love network marketing even more, because this is what I was doing to build my business when I first started. Oh my gosh, my diary was jam-packed with coffee dates, with meeting people in person, with sample drops, with doing events, with doing discovery events for my team to share the business opportunity and the products. And that is when I moved the fastest ever in my business, okay? So don't get comfortable at home. Get out there. Find new ways of connecting with people in your network and people that aren't in your network. Meet new people. Get out into the world and go and prospect people in person and share this business opportunity with them in person. It is so much more effective than Instagram DMs or Facebook DMs or a text or a call or even a Zoom call or a Skype call, whatever you use. Getting out and being with that another human and sharing your energy and your passion, and maybe you share your business through a presentation, whatever way you share it with those people, with your prospects or with the products as well. But just getting out there in person, that is like one of my biggest tips for mostly building a team as well. Because people only join people they know, like, and trust. So if you've met someone maybe through like a Facebook group in your local area, you go for a coffee with them, you know, if you don't do that coffee, that interaction, that in-person meeting, it's going to be a lot of a longer process for them to kind of get trusting you via online, and then eventually either support your business by buying products or even become part of your team, okay? So part of your organization. So this is like a success hack. It will speed up the process so much more with selling products and also building your team by getting face to face with people in person. And I find that building a local team as well is just so much more effective. It's so amazing. Like, I have a global team as well. I've got people from all around the world and I love them and I'm so grateful for them. But also having people in person in my team, it's just so powerful to do. Like, we do a lot of close days together where we sit together, we close out our month strong. We do even, you know, social media content days together. We do events to share the products and the business in person together. And it's just a really, really great way of building that sense of community within your organization, because that is one of the things, especially in recent years, that people will really, really value. And also when you're sharing that sense of community and in-person interaction on your social media and other people see that, that's just going to be another thing that helps them, you know, want to join and makes them want to join even more. I have so much FOMO, even before I started in network marketing, but seeing a lot of these girls and guys in network marketing, like spending time with each other, doing their closed days, doing their events, going on like incentive trips, I was like, oh my gosh, that looks so much fun. I was an entrepreneur, but I was like super lonely, didn't really have anyone that could relate to me. And I was like, oh, I just wish I had a community like that. However, I was still an anti-MLMer and was just like an absolute hater until, again, like I was talking about earlier, I got educated on the industry and I then eventually joined and opened up my eyes, and this is the best thing I've ever done. So get out there and grow your network, okay? On that as well, building a team. So success hack is building a team. If you want to get to the top levels of your company, you know, building a team is just gonna make it a lot simpler for you and less work for you to do, okay? So let's say to get to the top rank, I don't even know the compensation plans for a lot of other companies out there, but let's just, you know, make up an example here. So let's say to get to the top level or the top rank of your company, you needed, I don't know, $300,000 of sales in your team and your organization in a month. Technically, you know, hypothetically, you could sell $300,000 worth of products. You know, you could, but it's going to be very, very, very hard. But if you had a team of 300 people and they're all doing $1,000 worth of product sales that month, it's probably going to be less work for you to do all by yourself. So having a team is one of the biggest success hacks. And this is what network marketing is about. It's about like changing other people's lives through this business opportunity and the products. So honestly, like, you know, sharing the products and selling the products for me, I'm one of the top sellers in my entire company right now. It's amazing. It's really rewarding getting those testimonials of how the products have changed my clients' and customers' lives. But what's actually given me the most purpose in building my network marketing business over the last nearly 4 years is actually seeing the people I've brought into this business change and grow and earn more money and be able to leave their jobs or, you know, step into the next level version of themselves. That's the purpose I was running after and chasing before I started my network marketing business. So building a team is just going to be, you know, a much bigger way to have impact on other people. It's going to be, you know, a lot simpler for you to build to those higher ranks and actually have a business that will turn over money while you're asleep. Because if you're building in other countries, you're more than likely, if you have a big team of like hundreds of people, there's going to be people in other countries and even in your own country that at 5 a.m. and 3 a.m. your time while you're snoozing away, sleeping, there's going to be clients and customers that drop through maybe team members or your recruits in other countries through their stores as well. Okay, so building a team, it is just like one of the fundamental part of building a network marketing business. And a lot of us, we can tend to hide behind the products for so long. We wonder, why am I not ranking up? Why am I not like helping other people get started in my team? Because you're not talking about the business opportunity. You're not talking about network marketing and how it's changed your life and how it can change other people's lives too. And again, how it offers a solution to people's lives. So you get what you focus on. If you're only focusing on the products, or maybe you post once or twice or even just only 3 times about the business opportunity with your company, like here or there on your Instagram or Facebook or social media, or even in person, you're not really talking about it. Of course, people are not going to want to join you. So share the business opportunity, build a team, and just freaking go for it, okay? And kind of going into this now, building a team too, when you go to your company, if your company does any conferences or events, having your own team there, it is just amazing. I've been to many company events with, you know, in the last 4 years as a team of one, or maybe a team of like me and like one other person. This year, we had our conference in Las Vegas, which I spoke on stage at, and I had one of the biggest team at my rank level. I think I must have been one of the, or even the biggest amount of people registered and at that conference from all over the world at my rank, from the UK, Poland, Australia, and New Zealand. So there are a couple of countries that my company has, you know, operates in. So I had a team of, I think it was nearly 12 people, 11 or 12 people there with me. And it was just amazing. I was sitting in the MGM in Las Vegas and I just like turned while someone was speaking on stage. I just had this moment and like turned down the aisle and was like, my team are taking up like a whole row in our section. This is my team. These are people's lives that I've impacted and I've given this gift of network marketing to and helped them become, you know, these incredible, incredible people. And that is the best, you know, the best impact and the best feeling. So building a team and, you know, getting to events and being a power promoter, so like promoting these events and conferences and team meetups to your team is a success hack. It is like honestly one of the best ways that is going to build your network marketing business for you. So you getting to every single event that your company has, or even hosting your own events as well, and getting as many of your team members there to events, because events, they're a life changer. They are an absolute game changer when it comes to just, you know, having your business and your company, whatever company you are in right now, it going from your head to your heart. And that happening for so many of your team members, especially anyone in your team who's relatively new, that maybe doesn't get the vision on and the impact of what network marketing can do for them and other people around them. So one of the best ways to help people kind of have that realization and have that light bulb moment that this is the business they should build and they shouldn't ever quit this is getting them to events, and you getting to events and leading the way. Obviously, you have to get to all the events if you want to ask your team to get to events, because as a leader, you can never ask your team to do something that you're not doing, okay? And yeah, so kind of that's everything, guys, for today. Obviously, I have other episodes as well, kind of diving deep into social media. But, you know, remember all of these things, and all of these things are going to actually make you a better leader in your network marketing business, in your organization, help you build a stable business as well that lasts. Because, you know, the worst thing is building a business based on hype, and then you stop the discipline, you stop showing up, you stop actually sharing the business opportunity, you stop getting out there in person and speaking to people, because your team will just follow suit and they'll just see that maybe you're not all in, you're not really as committed to your business anymore, and then a lot of them are quitting. And this is, again, a mistake that I've made in my network marketing business in my journey, is I've, you know, taken my foot off the wheel at points in my business kind of earlier on when I saw massive success quite early on in my business. And then I kind of, for a couple months, was like, oh, this is amazing, gonna chill out now, relax now, it's, you know, it's easy. And then I did see a lot of my team quit because they were like, oh, well, you know, she's not working her business, why should we work our business? And this isn't me saying, you know, you can never have breaks. Of course you can, you know, when you're built, but when you're in building mode, you want to be consistent, you want to be showing up as much as possible, build that stability in your business, build leaders, build high ranking leaders in your business. And then you're going to see a lot more balance. But this is a 3 to 5 year business plan. So this is not an overnight success. You need to be seriously build mode for 3 to 5 years at least to see that wild success. So commit to that journey, commit to being all in for the long term, for the long run, and not, you know, just doing this for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or maybe a year and just seeing how it goes. Because if you ever have that mentality of, I'm going to see how it goes, I'm going to kind of wait and see if it works for me. I hate that phrase, by the way. Oh, it didn't, you know, it didn't work for me. You have to work for it. This business, this industry is like any other industry. It's like becoming an athlete, becoming a top singer, a top artist, whatever, and, you know, top person in any industry. Network marketing is the same thing. This is not a lottery ticket overnight where you will just, you know, earn $1 million in a day. This is a long-term business, but it can reward you like no other industry out there. I honestly believe that network marketing is the best industry in the world. On my very first podcast episode on this channel, is called Network Marketing is the Best Industry in the World. And I talk about all the reasons why I truly believe that this is the best industry. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go and give it a listen. It's also a great one to share with any prospects, and I find it really, really effective. So thank you so much for listening, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, screenshot it, pop it on your story, and tag me at That Next Level Girl. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.